And welcome back to Our Delaware Valley. I'm Laura Lewis. And with us today, Oliver Bass. He is the president of Natural Lands. And Oliver, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Let's start this conversation today with the obvious. What is Natural Lands?
Natural Lands is a nonprofit organization that essentially preserves open spaces for the benefit of nature and for people. We have been around for 65 years now, and we tend to think about what we do in three ways. One is permanently preserving spaces, open lands. Two is taking care of those places, managing the nature, stewarding the nature on the lands that we've protected. And three is providing opportunities for people to connect to the outdoors. And that means making many of the places that we've preserved as nature preserves accessible to the public and really encouraging people to come out and enjoy them.
Okay, well, before the show began, the first thing I thought of when I read your mission was, how do you accomplish number three without seriously wounding number two? But before we get that far, well, how did you get started? And is this just a local organization?
It's a regional organization. So Natural Lands serves eastern Pennsylvania and portions of southern New Jersey, primarily. We have currently 44 nature preserves that we own and manage throughout that region that total about 22,000 acres. We have another 410 properties that are privately owned by individuals and families, but on which we have permanent protections so that they can't be developed. We, throughout our history, have probably preserved in excess of 125,000 acres. We got started in the early 50s, 1953 to be exact, by a group of volunteers, people who were passionate about bird watching, actually, who were very concerned about a proposal that was underway to fill an area called the Tinicum Marshes down in southwest Philadelphia with dredging spoils from the Schuylkill River. And these marshes just happen to be world-class bird habitat. So these are places that you can find really phenomenal wildlife. And these birders were obviously very upset about the potential devastation that the filling would cause. And they got together and managed to convince the city of Philadelphia and Shell Oil to change their plans. They preserved the property, and it's what is now the John Hines National Wildlife Refuge by the Philadelphia Airport, one of the first urban national wildlife refuges in the country, and I believe still the largest urban national wildlife refuge. So that was the genesis of it. And their leader was a fascinating guy by the name of Alston Jenkins, who was an accountant by trade and whose wife had dragged him out to learn birding. And his daughter, who we have the good fortune to still know, says it was in part just a way to get away from the kids and out of the house. And Alston really, really caught the bug. And he became one of the early leaders of this private land conservation movement that today involves nearly 2,000 nonprofit organizations across the country. He was called upon often by other organizations and others to get involved. He helped establish actually the national park system in Costa Rica. He had a hand in more than five national wildlife refuges in the United States. So he really, when I say caught the bug, I mean it. He not just cared about it, but he took action. And he founded an organization that became Natural Lands.
And are there chapters in other areas, urban areas, or are you a lone ranger there?
No, there are. We don't have chapters. We're a standalone organization, but there are many others like us. And in Pennsylvania alone, there are more than 70 land trusts, which is the kind of the technical name for the private land conservation organization that we are. And there are many here in the kind of the Delaware Valley and in Delaware and Maryland. In fact, the northeast part of the country is one of the ones that truly has the most active land trust community. And we're really fortunate for that, because when you drive around this region, whether it's, you know, around the southeastern Pennsylvania or throughout this the extended region, you see the benefit because you see the rolling countryside, you see the forests, many of which are preserved, and it's very often because of the efforts of a land trust, and most importantly, a landowner who wanted to make sure that their property was protected, that their legacy was preserved.
I was going to ask if that's the way that you grow today, through private owners who maybe have a farm, a horse farm in one of these counties, and they want to make sure that nobody ever builds on them.
That's absolutely right. And, you know, in our minds, these are real heroes because we live in a country where you have an individual right as a landowner to do what you want with your land. We work with people, dozens every year, who are making the choice to preserve instead of develop. And, you know, they're doing it for a host of different reasons. Sometimes we receive lands, whether it's permanent protections that are called conservation easements, which is a legal protection that essentially stays with the land forever and limits development on the land, or whether we take ownership of land. Sometimes we do that because the landowner simply donated it. Sometimes we are able to raise money and purchase it, and sometimes it's a mix of that. Maybe they accept a little less than it's valued at and take a donation for that. But, you know, at the end of the day, they're doing it because they value the place, they are connected to it, and they want to make sure it stays that way.
How do we stack up as far as preserving natural lands in this region? Does Philadelphia and the surrounding communities, do we have the right kind of percentage of open space in nature compared to other major cities?
You know, it's difficult to say what the right percentage is. I would say that the Philadelphia region, though, has truly been a leader. You can look around in the suburban counties here, particularly in Pennsylvania, and you see that over time, over the last few decades, there are many, many local municipalities that have invested money in open space preservation. In many cases, the voters have voted to tax themselves in order to make this happen, and they do so with extraordinary levels of public support, things that any politician would be so jealous of, because they often, these bond issues when they're floated or referendum, often pass with 85%+ positive support, and they almost never fail in this region. Counties have stepped up. In particular, Bucks and Montgomery County have had very active programs in the past. Chester County remains a national leader in investing in open space. And nearly 30% of that county is preserved now through either private or public means. So I would say that there's, you know, this region's done pretty darn well in that regard.
Well, what is the importance to it? Now, obviously, recreation, and we'll talk about enjoying the land. But what's the importance to a community or to a region to protect these properties?
How long do you have? I mean, I say that because there are so many reasons that these places are important and so many benefits they provide. Recreation is certainly one of them. And, you know, there's now it's more than just knowing it's a good feeling. There's a lot of science about the benefits of spending time in nature. We know that not only does it contribute to physical health, but it contributes to mental health, to kids' early development. So there's a lot of benefits to individuals of spending time outside, and I can talk a little bit more about the benefits of people spending time outside for the conservation movement, which is another important element of that. But of course, you know, at its heart, this is about preserving the natural resources and the benefits that they provide to us. There's wildlife and biodiversity, which is a term we use a lot in our world, and about making sure there are places with thriving habitat for the species that are not as common, right? And that's contributing to the ecological health of our region and ultimately the planet. One of the other things that these natural places provide is what we, it's a kind of a technical term, but we refer to it as ecological services. So these are things that natural areas are doing for us, for the benefit of us, just by being there and being well managed. So, for example, flooding. We're living in a time right now, because of our changing climate, where flooding is becoming a really critical issue for a number of communities, and we're experiencing it more and more. Well, the fact is that open spaces act like a sponge, and they're very effective at reducing the impact of flooding because the ground can absorb the water. And it does that almost for free. Compare that to what you would have to spend if you were building man-made structures to accomplish the same thing. It would be many, many, many millions of dollars more. They keep the water clean. That sponge effect is filtering pollutants and sediment out of the water and keeping our streams clean and ultimately our drinking water clean. These natural areas sequester carbon and are contributing to, you know, keeping more carbon out of the atmosphere, and are going to play, I think, there's increasing recognition right now that natural areas and trees in particular are an important part of addressing the climate change challenge that we're facing. So, you know, there are many, many benefits to them. And believe it or not, and this isn't intuitive necessarily, but there are also economic benefits to open space. There have been multiple studies done. There was one done for the five-county Philadelphia region about almost 10 years ago or so that quantified the economic benefits. And those include things like improving housing values. Believe it or not, there is a significant increase in the value of a house that is closer to open space or trails or parks. A similar study was just done for Chester County. And in Chester County, a house within a half mile of a park, a trail, or some form of open space is worth, on average, $11,000 more than it would be otherwise. So it's providing real economic benefits. There are actually jobs. Farmland, of course, is a form of open space, and a lot of protected farmland in this region. And that's providing jobs and economic and is an economic engine. So there are, as I said, a host of reasons that preserving these places is important.
I never thought about farms. And farms count as a preserved area?
They do. The state of Pennsylvania in particular and others in this region have been really leaders in farmland preservation. And, you know, that's done in part, in large part, I would argue, to keep farming going. You know, we're at a place right now in the farm economy where it's not always easy for farmers to afford land. So there are farmland protection programs that the state and our counties participate in that ensure that the land remains in farming.
Before I ask the next obvious question about farming, let's just say that if you are just joining us, this is Our Delaware Valley. I'm Laura Lewis. With us today, Oliver Bass, the president of Natural Lands. And if you'd like to learn more information about the work that they are doing, how you can enjoy the properties that they have preserved for our benefits, and how you can become a member and help in the cause, the place to go, natlands.org. That's N-A-T-Lands, natlands.org. My next question, the obvious one, farms. We think of farms, though. You think of fertilizer. You think of that there are animals. And, of course, obviously, vehicles have been plowing it over and over. And then there's land that maybe had been used by business, or it had been a home that is raised or a farm years and years ago, et cetera. Is it ever too late to reclaim a property?
The short answer is not really. It can become increasingly challenging if, for example, You know, you have a property like a former shopping mall where the bulk of the property is either built on or has been paved over. That's a tremendous challenge. But, you know, many of the nature preserves that Natural Lands owns were at one time farms. In fact, if you look at the history of our region, virtually everything was a farm at one point, right? And so we, in our work to steward, is the word we use, the properties that we own, have on a number of occasions and over years, decades, made that transition from farmland to natural area. We have a preserve in Chester County called the Binky Lee Preserve, which is in the Chester Springs area, which is one of my favorite examples of this. It's not a huge property, but we have a manager there who has spent much of his career, in fact, much of his life, because he began as a teen, but he has spent much of his life transforming that property, planting tens of thousands of trees, transforming the farmland into native grass meadows, wildflower meadows. It is truly an extraordinary thing, and it's a beautiful example of what can be done. But it takes time, and it takes resources. You know, none of the things that I'm talking about are cheap. This is, you know, it's a commitment that we make. I often say to people, we're in the business of forever. The properties we preserve, we make the commitment, and in the case of a conservation easement, we make a legal commitment to protect that in perpetuity. That's a big thing to take on, and it means that we have to be thinking long term. We have to be thinking about what's going to be here 100 years from now, who's going to take care of this stuff 100 years from now, 500 years from now. But it also means that we have a long-term horizon to do those kinds of restoration projects.
So somebody hears of your work, and how easy is it to start up a preserve or to create an open space in my community? If I'm hearing this and I'm in Maryland or I'm in Kansas, and I want to set up a private preserve.
Well, the first thing I would suggest is that you either go online or ask neighbors, see if there is a land trust near you. Chances are pretty good, if you're in Maryland or you're in Delaware, or you're in New Jersey or Pennsylvania or even in Kansas, there's one not far from you. There's an organization called the Land Trust Alliance, and if you go to their website, they actually serve as kind of a service organization for land trusts across the country. But they have a map there and a search tool so you can find a land trust near you. So that's what I would suggest. Because, you know, to your question, how easy is this? It is not. It's complex. There are, you know, saving land can be expensive. We're fortunate to live in work in a place where there are public sources available to us, but it is to help fund that, but it can be expensive. It's complex. We have done over the years hundreds of conservation projects, and we do some of the most complex there are. It can be legally complex. It can require assembling a whole lot of different sources of funding to make them happen. So it's not simple stuff. The management isn't simple stuff necessarily. While any homeowner can do things that are good for the environment in their own backyard, and we could spend an entire show talking just about that, managing a large property is pretty complex and requires a lot of expertise and a lot of skill. So, and that's not to discourage people from getting involved. I know there are lots of land trusts out there that are eager to have more volunteer support, whether that's board leadership or help around the office, those kinds of things. There are lots of ways to get involved.
And the Land Trust Alliance, a first place to start checking.
Absolutely.
How do we interact with this without affecting it? You offer these beautiful properties for our recreation, everything from kayaking to hiking, and of course, obviously bird watching. All of these things are a possibility. And how do you maintain it? And I know you do a lot of events, but how do we get involved with Natural Lands?
Well, there are a few ways to get involved. One is, you know, we always love to tell people, just get out there and enjoy one of our properties. Get to know us through one of our 44 nature preserves. the vast majority of which are open to the public. You can find them on our website, which has, I think, a great way of making it easy for people to find a property, find maps, understand what they're going to experience when they get there. Get out and just take a walk with your family, take a hike, or attend one of the more than 120 events that we're putting on annually. And you know, those don't have to be, you don't have to be a nature nerd yet. We'll get you there, but you don't have to be a nature nerd to start. You might want to come out for, we do events with live music and great local beers and food and wine, because we want to make it easy for people to come out and experience these places. You can get involved, of course, as a volunteer. While we have a large professional staff, we rely a lot on volunteers to get the work done on our preserves, to help us manage these events, and to do all kinds of other things. And there's a lot of information on our website about that. We have a volunteer program called Force of Nature, in which people sign up for a 5-session training program where they learn about the work of conservation, learn about how to help us manage our preserves, deal with things like invasive plants and planting trees properly and all those things, and then commit numbers of hours of service over time. That's a great way to get involved. Of course, membership is important, and you know, we are a nonprofit, and we rely on the kindness of strangers, if you would, in a big way. And so we do encourage and hope that people will join. There are many benefits to that, including events that are either discounted or exclusively for members. And I would also just say quickly, landowners, people who have properties, is a great way to get involved. And, you know, you may be thinking about you're further along in life and you're thinking about what happens after you and what your children might do with your land. Maybe you've just acquired some land and you want to make sure that it's secure for the future. You can reach out and we'll be happy to talk to you. It's not a heavy pressure sale or anything. We just want to get to know you and know what your needs are, and we'll talk to you.
I mentioned kayaking. What are some of the things that one can do in the preserves?
So our preserves offer a variety of ways. I mean, the typical preserve has trails. We have over 117 miles of trails on our properties for hiking, for trail running. And we have an awful lot of folks who love to walk their dogs at our properties. As long as you're on a leash and you pick up after Fido, we welcome it. We have in a couple of cases places where you can put in a canoe or kayak at our Stroud and Cheslin preserves in Chester County that are on the Brandywine Creek. There are put-ins, places you can access and go kayaking. We have events that include those things as well. Bird watching, of course, is popular for folks. I think pretty much what we want you to do is come out and just take a walk around and get familiar with the places. And I'll mention one other property, one in particular, which is our Stoneley Garden in Villanova. Some of your listeners may have heard about Stoneley last year because of a controversy involving the local school district that was exploring condemning it. But it opened to the public last Mother's Day, so a year ago Mother's Day. It's a 42-acre former mainline estate that's been transformed into a public garden, and it is truly a stunning, stunning property. Great place to come and walk around with your family. We have a place where you can have a picnic. We have a lot of events there as well.
And when you go to your website, you have an amazing array of great events that go on, everything from natural gardening and you mentioned concerts and events like that, birding. But Stoneley plays really heavily in your planning for events. But really quickly, I do want to mention you've got a huge event on October 19th, and that is your annual.
The Cheslin Chase for Open Space is at our Cheslin Preserve in the kind of the Unionville area of Chester County. Stunning 1,200-acre property. And this is a trail race that has a 10K, a 5K, and a two-mile fun run for families. It is, I am told, because I'm not a trail runner, but I am told it is one of the most challenging trail runs that people in this region run, and they love it. And we end the day with live music and food and beer and a little party after the race. And it's just a great, great way to get outside. And if you're a trail runner, as I said, you'll find it plenty challenging.
And when somebody comes out to an event like this, obviously they then think, I want to be a member.
That we sure hope so.
And what is membership? What does membership entail? And what does what are the benefits that it brings besides this fabulous magazine that you just presented me?
So, I mean, the benefits of membership and membership, I believe, starts at about $50. But there are often kind of deals available when you sign up for an event. You can become a member with a discount. Those kinds of things. You get our magazine, which is something I think we're all really proud of, that tells stories about the work that we're doing and about conservation issues in our region. You get invitations to a wide array of events over the course of the year. As I said, many of those are discounted for members. There are a number of events that are just for members. Or elements of an event that is just for members, in which, you know, maybe a member gets a special experience. We have an event every year at our Cheslin Preserve also called Friday Night Lights with live music and beer and food trucks that has just grown and grown over the years. There's now a VIP element, a VIP area with a private bar and access to private bathrooms, and which sounds like a silly thing, but it's a big event. So if you've ever been to a music festival, you know that what that means. But that's something that you have to be a member to be a part of. So there are those kinds of benefits. At the end of the day, though, I think the greatest benefit of membership is that when you support Natural Lands, when you support the work of conservation, you are creating something that is tangible and lasting and that benefits this extended region immeasurably. It's one of the most gratifying things about what we do. It's what I tell people all the time about why I love this work personally. It's because at the end of the day, when we've done something, you can go out, you can touch it, you can experience, and you can know that it is there forever. That's a pretty rare thing in this world.
That is a beautiful way to say, if you'd like more information about membership and how to enjoy how many acres is it you've got?
We've got 22,000 in our nature preserve, so that's 44 properties. And then we have about equivalent amount in protected by these conservation easements that I mentioned, which are lands owned by private individuals, private families, but that are permanently protected, and which, by the way, we have an obligation to monitor and confirm on an annual basis that the terms of that easement are being followed.
Okay, so we've got that. That includes 117 miles of trails available to hike, run, and just enjoy nature, whether looking at a bird or just breathing clean air and seeing the butterflies. You can find all the information at their website, and that is natlands.org. Natlands.org for natural lands. And its president, Oliver Bass, our guest today. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much. It's been a great pleasure.
You've got to come back. I'm Laura Lewis. This has been Our Delaware Valley.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.